The temps are warmer, you've mowed the lawn, and maybe even turned on the AC a time or two. It's definitely spring. So StealADealSBI.com is having their spring sale. Log on Friday at noon to get first access to local deals up to 50% off. StealADealSBI.com. This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We say good morning to State Representative Tom Demmer. He is a Republican candidate for state treasurer. How are you?
I'm great, Sam. How about you?
Tell me about yourself. Born and raised. Where? Give me a little history, if you will.
Yeah, so born and raised in Dixon, Illinois.
Okay.
You might know it as the hometown of Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely.
Beautiful Dixon Arch Petunia Festival. It's been my hometown, and I've represented it in the Illinois legislature for the last 10 years. So I have up in Dixon, DeKalb, Rochelle, kind of a rural north central Illinois. Outside the legislature, I'm working hospital administration, so a small hospital up there in Dixon. I've spent the last 15 years working there.
So how did you get started in the political arena? Where did it all come from? You're working hospital administration, then you decided to run for political office.
Yeah, in fact, I served on the Lee County Board prior to my time in the Illinois House of Representatives, and then 10 years ago in 2012, there was an open seat. Redistricting happened. You know, there's a shuffling a lot of those pieces. And there was a great opportunity to run for the Illinois House. And so I ran, had a big competitive primary, was fortunate to win that, and have been serving in the legislature ever since. And, you know, in the legislature, I've really focused my time on healthcare policy, given the background I had professionally, but then also the state budget, because, you know, just how important that is, how that touches every aspect of what's going on in the state of Illinois. And we've had kind of a rocky road with the state budget over the last several years as well. And so there's been a lot of, I think, meaningful work to be done on state's finances.
How frustrating was it, you, as a member of the minority, to experience what was happening with the Rauner administration, the 2 years without a budget? I know it's a major issue that people use, especially the opposition uses all the time. Was it the wrong approach?
Well, you know, I think we need to have a state budget. You know, not having a state budget certainly didn't work out for anybody. You know, it didn't help us control our costs. It didn't help us deliver consistent services. And so, you know, you can't have a year without a budget. But, you know, even in the years that we have had a budget, we haven't seen very responsible budgets, you know, quite a few times. You know, look at this year, for example. I mean, we were literally in the Capitol at 3 a.m, you know, voting on a budget that, you know, nobody had seen before. The public didn't have a chance to weigh in on. You didn't get that transparency or any of that above board give and take that should go into a healthy state budget. And so, you know, even in some of the years that we have had a budget, they've been less than optimal.
Representative Demmer, characterize the relationship between the other side of the aisle and you folks when it comes to budget hearings and meetings or so on. There, Republicans said that it doesn't exist, the relationship.
It virtually doesn't exist. I would describe it as, you know, the budget season kicks off when the governor delivers his budget address. Then we have some hearings in public. And then, you know, miraculously, it's radio silence. And then, you know, in the middle of the night, a 3,000-page budget gets dropped on our desks and voted on, you know, 10, 15 minutes later. And so, you know, in that interim time, that's where all the decisions happen. And that's anything but transparent.
Financially, though, did the pandemic bail us out at least for a while? And I don't know how, for how long we can depend on federal government funds to continue to supplement what states do or do not do.
Yeah, the federal, I mean, it's an avalanche of cash that came into the state of Illinois like we've never seen before. And in the short term, it certainly papered over some of our challenges. One of the concerns, though, you know, this current budget year, our expenses grew by 10%. Our revenues are declining. And so you talk about, you know, using some of this outside money to close that gap. You can do that once. You can't keep on doing that year after year. And so that's something that Illinois taxpayers should be really concerned about in the future years.
Tell me about the decision to run for state treasurer.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, in the legislature, I've really spent a lot of my time on the state budget and know how important it is that we have people in public office who are looking out for taxpayers. You know, people who speak up, people who advocate for financial policy, you know, somebody who's a watchdog, who makes sure that every dollar that's spent, we understand where and how and what we're getting for it. And I don't see that out of our current treasurer. And that's something that, you know, as I've advocated and fought for that in the legislature, I thought, you know, I think we should have statewide officials who are doing the same thing. Our current treasurer, Mike Frericks, has been happy to support tax increases in the past. But you never hear a peep from him on, you know, good financial management, on tightening the belt, on making sure we're living within our means. I think the taxpayers of Illinois want and deserve a watchdog in the treasurer's office who's going to advocate for them, not just somebody who's going to support tax increase after tax increase.
Were you surprised when he even floated the idea of taxing retirements here in Illinois? I know it's going to be an issue in the campaign. The Frerichs camp knows it's going to be an issue in the campaign. Were you surprised when you read that? And I don't know if he's tried to walk it back or not.
I was surprised, but, you know, upon thinking about it, you know, Mike Frerichs has supported tax increases every year he was in the state Senate before he was elected treasurer. It's been one of the few issues that he's spoken up in favor of in his time as state treasurer. And so, you know, maybe it shouldn't be surprising that, you know, he's for taxing everything, whether it's retirement income or earned income while you're working. You know, he wants to raise taxes on both. And so, again, this is an area where I think he's really out of step with voters. Look at the last election. The graduated taxes on the ballot, 54% of Illinoisans said no. They said enough is enough on these tax increases, and they don't trust where their dollars are going when they come to the state capitol. I think we need somebody who's going to speak up on behalf of those 54% of Illinoisans.
How do you convince the Illinois voters, though, that they should be concerned about the Office of State Treasurer? It's one of those offices, it's not the glamour one, you know, everybody didn't have your picture in their wallet on a driver's license. It's not the governor's office and so on and so forth. How do you convince them there are issues in a race for state treasurer?
Well, I think this year especially, you know, the economy is front and center. The cost of living is front and center. The tax climate is front and center. You know, people are... they see people who are leaving the state of Illinois. They see, you know, the competitive pressures we have with states around us and what kind of taxes are you paying here versus other places. I think that the question of state finances, state taxes, how your dollars are being spent, I think it's front and center this election. And so it's a little easier, I think, than in some other years to convince people that these fiscal offices really matter.
Maybe a little easier to run geographic area, like for state rep. When you run for statewide, it's got to be a little different. What are the challenges and how do you address those?
Well, it's a big state, you know, north to south. I mean, you can drive hours and hours in any direction. But there's also just a lot more people, as you mentioned. You know, I've been accustomed to running in a state representative district. This is a great new challenge. One of the most enjoyable parts of it, though, has been, you know, you get out to these new parts of the state, you meet new people, you develop new relationships. But you hear some common themes. You hear some of the things that people are talking about no matter what community you're in, whether it's an area that leans Republican or leans Democrat. People are concerned about the cost of living. People are concerned about how the, you know, price they're paying for everything is going up. People are concerned the taxes they have, you know, continue to go up. So I think there are some of these common threads that really tie together. Even in a large and diverse state like Illinois, there's some common threads that tie people together.
How difficult is it to raise money? Because obviously the glamour races are going to be the governor, possibly U.S. Senate, certainly Secretary of State. How challenging is it to raise money for a race like this?
Oh, it's always challenging. You know, I'm not a billionaire. I can't self-fund a race like some folks can. But, you know, we're out there trying to build relationships with donors, with people who really care about the direction that, you know, the party's going, that the state's going. So it's a challenge for everybody who runs for office, but certainly one that I think, you know, we're getting some really good support on statewide.
Representative Tom Demmer, Republican candidate, for state treasurer. What direction is the Republican Party going, at least in Illinois? I'm not so sure where we are nationally. That kind of shifts almost on a daily basis, I think. But where are we at in Illinois? Is there a future, a solid, credible future for the Republican Party in Illinois?
There's absolutely a solid and credible future. You know, look at some of the things that the Republican Party has been fighting for in Illinois over the last few years. Fair maps, term limits, lower taxes. I mean, these are issues that 75%+ of Illinoisans agree on. We're speaking for the people. We're trying to restore power to the people. The Democratic Party in Illinois has really gotten complacent, holding, you know, large majorities in some of the constitutional offices that, you know, they sort of think they run the state. They don't run the state. The people of Illinois run the state, and the Republican Party is the party that's speaking for them.
He is Tom Demmer, Republican candidate for state treasurer in Illinois. You were part of, on the ballot, and very contentious in some offices, sometimes very negative race in a primary for some Republican offices. People survived. Has there been any talk about a unity among the various candidates running for statewide office, a get together?
Yeah, I think, you know, the state fair is coming up. There's always Republican Day at the state fair, which brings out candidates, you know, successful candidates, but also other folks to come and, you know, give some endorsements. I think you're going to see a strong show of unity at the Republican Day at the state fair this year.
Are you comfortable with the people at the top of the ticket and all the other people you're running with? Or do you say, okay, I am a team, but I'm also going to do what I think I need to do to make my campaign effective?
Well, I'm certainly supporting Republicans up and down the ballot. But, you know, look, we all have to take responsibility for our own races and focus on that. You know, I'm number one focused on delivering a new message in the state treasurer's office. But I'm supporting and working with Republicans all around the state.
Okay, give me what that message is and how that message differs from what if Mike Ferrix was here today, what his message would be. Tell me your message, and then how do you interpret what his message might be?
So my message is, one, I think we need a watchdog in the treasurer's office, somebody who's going to speak up on behalf of taxpayers, who's going to look out for how state finances are being handled, and going to talk about how the decisions we make today affect us and our kids and grandkids in the future financially. But we also need a state treasurer who's not just supporting tax increase after tax increase. I voted against those tax increases. I think we've had enough of that. Mike Ferrix, his message is he supported a graduated tax at every opportunity he had. He talked about taxing retirement income during that debate. And in the state treasurer's office, really the only thing he's spoken up for is tax increases. We need a watchdog, somebody who's going to speak up on behalf of taxpayers and not just go with the flow.
So you are one of the few probably non-lawyers in the General Assembly. Characterize what you do, if you will, in your job or occupation in the healthcare industry. What do you do?
Yeah, so, you know, at the community hospital that I work at in Dixon, you know, I really focus my time on some of the strategic planning, making sure that we have the right services in place to serve the community. So a lot of that is listening to the community, asking what kind of healthcare services do you need? How can we best respond to those? And so I think that's one of the lessons that really has dovetailed nicely with, you know, my time in the legislature and in public service is, you know, one of the first things you should do is listen to people first, right? Ask them what they want, ask them what they need, and then try to find a way to deliver that. And so that's been a real opportunity, even on a small community level, to make sure that, you know, you're listening more than you're speaking.
Sterling Newman High School, if I go back and get a yearbook, your senior year, and I look under Tom Demmer, is it going to say, will run for Illinois state treasurer at some time in his life? What would have been your reaction or your fellow students' reaction?
I don't think they'd be surprised to know that I was running for office. I think that's been part of my life for a long time.
Did you ever run before? You were on the Lee County board, you say?
That's right.
Anything before that?
No.
Family members involved at all in politics?
Never.
So where'd your interest come from? That's
a question people ask all the time. You know, my folks voted. They were good civic participants, but we never had any yard signs in the lawn. We never ran for office or anything. I don't know. The bug bit me, and I don't know where it came from.
Good for you. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks, Sam.
We'll see you down the road, maybe at the fair a little bit, okay?
That's great, yeah.
Appreciate it. Tom Demmer stopping by. State Representative Tom Demmer from up in the Dixon area. He's a Republican candidate for Illinois State Treasurer.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.